we were sitting at McDonald's. There was about three members of our team, and a law enforcement agent out of another state brought a individual that said that they were a monarch, that they were a super soldier, that they were part of the troops of Antichrist. As we sat and began to ask questions and engage the individual, I noticed that after a couple of hours, all of our staff members began to get headaches, fatigued, a little dizzy, and everybody was wanting to end the sessions and go on home and end the evening. And these are guys that are used to being out 2, 3, 4, 5 hours up till 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning. I noticed that something was going on, and a discussion in the context of spiritual warfare began. It was that night that I got into my car to ask the Lord what was going on. And it was clear that we were targeted. I didn't know it prior, but I began to understand that the sub-personalities created on the inside of this monarch Psy warrior had powers. And they were co-conscious. And as we were discussing with an individual that seemed harmless, they were unleashing, whether spirits or some level of power, it seems like our minds were being invaded. And so as I went home that night and that week, I began to pray about, and I found the Greek word desis. It's used there in Timothy chapter 2 about where the Spirit of God says, first of all, and with urgency, that the church is to pray for all people and the kings and so forth, and with all kinds of prayers. Well, there's a general praying, but desis speaks of a very specific praying. So I just felt led. I got a piece of paper, and I began to write down the name of this person and all that they told us, and I began to pray over all the information. Inwardly, I just had that sense of the scripture that Jesus said, be as meek as doves, but as wise as a serpent. So in our next meeting, we discussed spiritual warfare, and I talked about it. And while I did that, inwardly, I was praying. I was praying to be shielded. I was praying against demonic powers. I was praying against whatever occurred last time. I was looking for the Spirit of God to give me insight. And that time I felt completely shielded. There is a verse, 1 Peter chapter 1, about being shielded by God's power through faith in Christ. As we discussed things that night, they talked about spiritual warfare, and I learned more about what they were about, and they went away, and I began to target specifically the ritual site, the information, individuals, ritual dates, everything about what they gave me. About 3 weeks later, they came back into our state with the law enforcement agent, and we sat down again. This time again, all prayed up. This time inside, all prayed up. And as they were coming out of the car, they literally yelled at me and said, what have you been doing? Have you been doing that spiritual warfare stuff? And inwardly, I smiled and I said, why? I think I knew why. But I said, why? And they instantly said that for 3 weeks, they could hardly get a spirit to show up at the rituals. And this was one of the most powerfully trained in every way individuals. Oh, they're the one that handed me the Psy Warrior, the Colonel Shannon's 1st Earth Battalion, the concept of creating spiritually guided, New Age, empowered American soldiers, so that they can have the powers of clairvoyance and telekinesis and spiritual sight and feeling and many other things. Precursors to the future. My concern, precursors for the future. Now, in our engagements with this individual, we've come to see that inside there was an assassin. One night, just simply reached into a handbag and pulled out a 9mm and pulled the chamber open and showed me that it was chambered and handed it to me. I didn't know if I was going to get shot that night or not, but I did hand the weapon back to the individual. The individual said their name was, and their assignment in programming was, assassin. Now, I've met others just like that. One that I met sitting across from me at a desk when I put my head down to just write a few notes, that was the night the bayonet struck part of my hair and came down on the desk so hard that it stuck so deep that the individual had a hard time pulling it back out of the desk to try to stab me again. I've watched as some of these that are trained, as we've engaged the assassin, engaged the warrior. I've watched the switch. I've watched the programming that was placed in, empowered by the demonic, simply glaze their eyes. Their eyes were glazed over. There was no talking to them. There was no nothing else. They were just bent on doing what they needed to do. Now, that was in a number of cases where we engaged on a physical, spiritual level. There's a federal officer's wife we were working with for about 4 years. Coming out of Germany, the mother living in Germany, coming out of the Black Forest area, she brought to me a black and white picture of an SS soldier with his full uniform on. On the back it said, Otto Kreitz. And then it said, the Black Flame. This is the individual that when we would track, we would do surveillance. Obviously, they had numerous personalities, numerous powers. They also sought to invade our minds and change things and cause headaches and cause troubles. But this one was very strange that when we sought to do surveillance, at least in the beginning, before we knew about praying and dealing with this on a spiritual warfare basis, it was as if she could always locate us. Finally, she admitted some of those on the inside that had the powers could feel us, could realize our presence from half a mile away. In the beginning, we were literally outwitted numerous times by this individual. It was unbelievable. We knew that something beyond... Listen, this was non-human enhancement again and again and again. And we were set up again and again and again. But by the hand of God, we had seen God's grace, God's power, God's protection, and God's hand of deliverance over our lives in the midst of this. Then there was the other individual. They said he was kidnapped. Law enforcement called me into his home. His wife was there. Phone calls came in. And it sounded like the man was being ritually tortured. And a German-speaking individual committed to Satan was telling the law enforcement agents that this individual had to be purified, that his blood had to be purified, that we had contaminated him by bringing him to church, by opening the scriptures to him, by praying over him, by doing deliverance and casting demonic presence out of this man while he was taken back. And when they had me there, law enforcement had me there, they called again and they desired to talk to me. The German-speaking, very angry, Lucifer-committed handler caused the other person to scream his lungs out in pain and told me that they had to do what they had to do to purify his blood. In other words, to literally lace his blood with more spirits, to demonize his blood with more spirits. As we engaged on the phone, I somewhat yelled at the German-speaking, Lucifer-oriented handler. They hung up. 40 minutes later, the individual showed up at the house. They hadn't seen him for 2 days. There are law enforcement agents all over the place. And this man walked in a programming haze, bypassing everybody, coming straight to me, and then with his super speed leaped towards me and grabbed me around the neck. Being a pretty big guy, having years of martial arts training, it took me three blows while I tried to say, "The Lord Jesus rebuke you," to break his grip. At that time, law enforcement, four of them, engaged him. He fought with four of them till they finally took him to the floor. They had handcuffed him in the back, leg chained him. Detective Gramley was holding down his legs. I'm holding down his chest. The captain is standing next to me looking down. Other law enforcement agents are just observing. The wife is there. Others are in the room. And this man goes back and forth. He would switch to himself, look at us, very calm, very passive, and say, "What's going on? Why is everybody here? What's been happening?" He'd lost time. He'd lost a couple of days of time. He didn't know where he was, what he did. As I began to talk back, he would switch instantly, lunge his head towards my face, and try to sink his teeth into my face. Again and again that occurred to her. I didn't care any longer. I just said, "In the name of Jesus Christ," we began to command the demonic power in the programming of the subpersonality out. That brought on a great battle. He squirmed, tried to get out of the leg chains, tried to break free even from the handcuffs around his back, you know, with his arms around his back. Finally, everything went silent. I've written this in the book, The Black Awakening. With everybody in the room, everything was silent. We all waited, and all of a sudden, this man raised up from the middle of his body up like a stiff board. Half his body was raised up with his angry face, contorted face, eyes glazed over, and with a heavy German accent and a demon empowered guttural voice, he screamed, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." He said a few more things. The officers, I think, were just absolutely freaked out. They grabbed him, literally threw him in the back seat of a car, and took him down to the local hospital, to the psych ward. Oh, it doesn't stop there. But let me break in. Let me welcome you to ShatterTheDarkness.net. Well, the live radio show here at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday night, August the 4th, 2010. We're getting closer and closer, but we live here and now today. This is the day that the Lord has made. And listen, yes, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, because among all of the stuff that we're giving warning about and all of the heads up that is going on, we got to remember that God is involved, God is engaged, and if you're a believer, you and I ought to live very, very powerfully, and there's great things that can be done, even today. How's your prayer life? How's your witnessing life? And listen, blessings to all of you that have come here to listen. I know that there are those that listen that come from a different spiritual backdrop. There really are two sides to the fence. The reality is that there is clearly, south of heaven, another presence, another agenda, and it is among us. Well, as never before, we've gone over that again and again. What I'm going to go over tonight is this: the series that we've worked on all week. And if you've listened at all last night, if you listened last night as we tried to delve, listen, we're dealing with, here's the theme for the week: Nephilim and Neph-enhanced humans. What I mean by that is the back breeding, the desire to find Nephilim genetics to bring supernatural enhancement into human beings, ultimately soldiers, warriors, super soldiers. There's that idea. Now, the theme for the week includes tracking and fighting them. Can any of them be saved? And then also Nephilim evidence. Monday, we dealt with the powers of Nephilim, enhanced super soldiers, and we gave kind of an overview. Tuesday night, when we were at the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, there were some disruptions because we talked about tracking and hunting Nephilim if they are on the earth right now. And I have found over the last 20 years that in our process of kind of like the Old Testament, the spies going into the land, we have found out that in the process we've used, and there has to be a supernatural cutting edge, that would be the hand of God, to be able to kind of go in and break through the satanic secrecy and get a look at what it is under the carpet they are doing. We've engaged so many things. We have experienced so many things. It is just unbelievable. And we'll bring story after story after story, because it all bears on what is about to happen on the face of the earth. Tuesday night, we had trouble with getting on, and there was conflict at the station. When we came to the second hour, where I'm allowed to be the guest host, Survive the Thrive, the radio network, Steve Quayle's network, we had to deal, we were dealing with the title, How to Fight Nephilim, the way the Old Testament did, if they're here right now. What about the future? Can they be killed? What would they be like to battle? Could you fight them hand to hand? No. Well, we had engagement, and five times the radio broadcast was knocked off the air. We had those that had written us, and it made it clear that it was purposely done. It seemed as though that in this week, because it wasn't planned, we already did five separate subjects last week. You can find that in the archives. But what we found out was that there's a real serious opposition to cutting in to the underground super soldier Nephilim enhanced or Nephilim in direct process that is going on. Now, we've discussed the processes. We're still, listen, here's what I'll tell you. I know of a team. I know of a team that is based on Ezekiel chapter 8, based on Josiah's actions in 2 Kings 22, 23. I know a team that is tracking, that is hunting. Here's what I have learned over these years. If the stories that we are being told, whether alien abduction stories, satanic ritual abuse stories, if the stories are genuine, a sense of the Spirit of God's witness, then there will always be outside evidences, and we can hunt and find those evidences and track backwards. For every one of those that have had incredible supernatural engagement from the dark side, where they've been taken, sexually used, rituals were done, they're very similar, whether alien abduction issues or whether the satanic ritual abuse victims. In both sides of the fence there is clear reports by the experiencers of the desire to create hybrids. Modern day, there's no question about the backbreeding all the way to the 1920s. I'm going to quote some material to you tonight. I'm going to take some time to go through it in kind of a meticulous way, and you're going to be shocked that the information that I'm giving you sounds like modern day globalist socialism, new ageism, and Luciferic agenda all combined. But we're going to travel back to the 20s and see that what is here now on a global scale and what is just below the surface of the deep has roots that go way back. That's what I'm going to say again, and we have a series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers that involves tracking this stuff backwards, using the authority of Christ and spiritual warfare, and engaging what is going on. We have found that there are great things that can be done as we move redemptively, evangelistically, with an attitude of cutting-edge spiritual warfare practices. You need the armor of God. You need to know about the authority of Christ. We need to become clearly aware and also spiritually alert. Stop for a moment and think of Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. If you're a believer in Christ, and this is vitally needed today, God says, be devoted to prayer. Listen, is there any greater place of power? Isn't this the place where revivals come, signs and wonders flow, healings come, deliverances as we command demons to leave? Isn't this the place in the book of Acts where we see massive, the hand of God move? I mean, just go back to Acts 4. As they raised their voices together to God in prayer, as they quoted scripture, as they prayed for boldness, as they asked that God's hand would go forth, healing, performing miraculous signs and wonders in the name of the Holy Servant Jesus. And then look what happens. Power came in such degree that even the building shook by the presence of the Holy Spirit, filling all the disciples, launching them out to win others, to see healing, and to crush demonic presence. If Christianity, listen, if your faith in Christ is not supernatural from the hand of God, it is not normal. Can I say it that way? The normal Christian life in ministry involves the living presence of Christ. Mark's Gospel, 16:20, the disciples, they went out everywhere evangelizing, and the Lord worked with them, confirming his word by the signs that followed. You see, we're not alone. Paul says it later on through all the battles, through all that he's been through. Later on, he confesses by the Spirit of God, the Lord stood by my side. I can clearly say that after 35 years. I can clearly say that when real believers launch out clothed in the Spirit of God, there is there is no higher manifestation of supernatural backing, help, and possibilities. There's nothing higher. So that's why I want to convince every single believer in Christ listening that it's not a matter of retreat, though all of us should get preparations like they did in the book of Acts. Abagus the prophet, and he spoke about famine, and they got prepared. There's nothing wrong with getting prepared as long as it's not running away and hiding and not doing the cutting edge, frontline mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the mission of God. This is the mission of the ages. It is backed by heaven. Angels get involved. The Spirit of God in power, sign, wonder, miracle, raising of the dead, saving of thousands, healing bodies, delivering individuals, and even cities, entire cities that would be struck. Jewish sorcerers could have a mist come over their eyes and blind them as they tried to pervert the right ways of the Lord. You can read all of that in the greatest field manual for the end of days you could possibly have. By the way, we're getting ready to do the course on the book of Acts. We're going to give it out free to everybody. It's going to be about 31-hour sessions. And it's all going to emphasize that it's the greatest field manual that we need to know well so we know what to expect concerning whatever the degree of dark powers. Come hell or high water, the hand of God. If God is for us, who in all of hell, in all of the underground can be against us? If God, the Lord, the living Christ stands not only within you as a born-again believer, but at your side. I mean, the words of Jesus are clear in the Great Commission. And I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Always means inseparable, conscious, immediate, right now. It's like right now, all I can tell you is, I know who stands by my side. I know whose presence is within. I know who strengthens. I know that even now, the Spirit of God, through the notes that I had prepared, has already diverted me, clearly, emphasizing what I'm saying now as compared to what I had planned. And that's because of you, the listener. That's because if there are thousands of believers in Christ that will become as bold and as strong as Philip and Stephen and Peter and others in the book of Acts, then unbelievable, incredible revival and engagement, the salvation of souls, the healing and deliverance. And even as we are speaking right now, knowing that there are those on the other side of the fence, as a human being like me, you're on one side of the fence, I'm on this. I stand here only by the grace of God. I'm just a simple sinner that got saved. Christ came in my life. God's Holy Spirit came into my life. And as we learned and as we grew, we're realizing that there is a massive, massive counterfeit spirituality being offered, an emergence, a spiritual evolution. There's a reason for that. There's an agenda, and God has given a heads up. And so part of what we're doing here is to scream out the warnings and to ramp up the work of the mission of Christ. Nothing greater, all of heaven's involved, God's heart, joy, life, passion, power. Listen, if you love God, love what he wants. Not willing that one soul perish. When's the last time you've seen a group of believers in Christ weeping over lost souls? I heard the story of a great missionary was found in his room. They heard him weeping and crying. He had his arms wrapped around a globe of the world. And all he was praying is that God would help him reach many people for Jesus Christ. If you're on the other side of the fence, if you're a ritual worker, a reconnaissance agent, a new ager, a remote viewer, a psychic, whatever you might be, a seeker, I unashamedly say that I love you, God loves you, God wants you, God desires you, God pursues you, and you're listening by the providence of God, whether live right now on August 4th or by the thousands of you later in the archives. Either way, right now is the day of God's salvation. It is the day in which the Spirit of God summons you to come to the living Christ. He blasted apart the finality of death. He took care of the barrier of sin. He absolutely opened the gift of indestructible immortality that will enable you to see God face to face when the glorification comes. Talk about the physics of God. A counterfeit is being offered. A spiritual evolution, a new man, a new consciousness. It's not a new thing. It's a very old counterfeit promise that has never been fulfilled in thousands of years of it being laid out to fallen, broken, spiritually cut off human beings. See, we were meant to be in direct, seeable fellowship with God. Look at Genesis 2, 1 and 2. Look at it. But everything was cut off, as we see in Genesis 3. If you're a believer, at one point you were lost, separated from God. Your spirit was dead. The Spirit of God, the presence of God, was not in you. What happened at the cross broke open, dealt with all the barriers, and broke open the doorway to immediate access to personal, knowable, awesome, joyful fellowship with God. To know God deeply, personally, intimately, as God comes into your life, as Christ comes into your life. I think the reason that I'm emphasizing this tonight, because Wednesday night we had broadcast on our website that the powers of the Neff-enhanced super soldiers. So I imagine there are some of you out there, as some of you have written, listening. There is no question there are those that listen. I think a few that know me from the 90s, but you wouldn't dare make contact right now. I'm hoping that you will again. What we're seeing here, even in Colonel Shannon's 1st Earth Battalion, the kind of less kind of spiritualized, new age eyes give enhancements, which again from there flows something even broader, the remote viewing issues. And remote viewing, though everyone says it, is a natural human thing. Eventually, in all their writings, in all their websites, in all their lectures, you're going to find out that it is not just a human thing. It involves natural human capacities, but non-human enhancement comes. Data from the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, well, the realm of the Prince of the Power of the Air, the Spirit who is now operative, supernaturally operative. Oh, there's a great field emanating a sense of luminous energy and feeling and vibes and presence and even power. But all of it's connected to entities that have an agenda. Those entities pounced upon the Germans in the 20s. Now, here's what I'm going to need to take a few moments. Before I do the actual quoting, let me say again, welcome. I'm glad that you sometimes email, and we love to hear from you wherever you're coming from. Even if it's the archives later on, out of Russia, out of Europe, out of Britain, out of Canada, wherever you're at, send us an email to let us know that you've been listening. We have a number of individuals we want to get back to and do ministry to. We're able sometimes to answer direct questions if you send them in during the actual live show, sometimes at another night. We're simply saying welcome, and please take a look. Shatterthedarkness.net. My name is Russ Dizdar for the new folks out there. We're glad you're here. I do believe 6 to 7 p.m. here live is a providential and a supranatural engagement. It really is. On the one hand, there is the hand of God. There is God's heart, God's love, God's grace. God is moving. But there is fierce opposition. And unprecedented level of a counterfeit, of a deception among us. Obviously, yesterday, it's different than today. We felt massive, massive warfare. I mean, physical, to the point of physical, during the shows yesterday. Today, it's quite different. If you take a look at shatterthedarkness.net, you're going to see on the little flash drive about Stalin's monkey men, about the issues of Nephilim. You're going to see also the conference, Las Vegas, Nevada. Lynn Marzulli just wrote me today. I'm going to have him on Sunday night in our program Sunday night, live show Sunday night. I'll put that up tomorrow after I respond to Lynn. And we're going to have Lynn come on, and he's going to be in Las Vegas. And so just take a look at the advertisement. You can click on it and get the actual website of the folks that are producing the conference. Las Vegas, Nevada, August 27th, 28th. We hope that you will come down to what will be a very, very cutting-edge conference down there. I will get to speak on Friday and on Saturday, so we look forward to meeting you. And then 1 month later, basically, October the 1st and the 2nd, Tom Horn, RaidersNewsNetwork.com, is going to be speaking. I'll be speaking, and I believe the coordinator, Tom Dunn, is going to have maybe one other individual. But that is October 1st and 2nd, Canton, Ohio, just 20 minutes from where I live. Love to see you come to that conference too. If you look at the entire week, plenty of things for you to get hundreds of MP3s. So if you go to Shatter the Darkness, listen, please take your time, and you'll need to do that. Blessings to you again. Now I want to take you to something that I think is absolutely incredible information. I'm going to be quoting this off of www.freemasonrywatch.org, their piece on Hitler and Madame Blavatsky, The Secret Doctrine. Now, I'm going to quote this because we've had engagement. I just received in the mail a condensed version. I've got the originals, but the condensed version of The Secret Doctrine, dictated, guided by an ascended master, a cosmocrat, or maybe a spirit being, like with Alice Bailey. And it literally gives an absolutely different view of all of history, an occult view. This comes, again, out of that heavenly realm where the prince of the power of the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth, they're operating out of there. Millions of New Agers are engaged. Massive work, as prophesied by those fallen, finite, dark spirits, are operative. But now listen, and I need to quote this, and I'm going to make comments along the way as I quote, because it has everything to do with, Nephilim-enhanced super soldiers. In other words, the idea of going to the Aryans as Hitler and Himmler wanted, going backwards and finding in the genetics supernatural abilities that if they would rebreed and make a more pure blood, Aryan, then the godlike powers would return. The goal was for supra-human enhancements in the backbreeding, which literally was the attempt to go to the old Nephilim. The Nephilim, whether even if it's second generation, third generation, the so-called godmen, small g, it is obviously they were faster and bigger and stronger. They lived longer. They could be killed, no question about that. They died, no question about that. There's a horrific, detestable sense concerning God's reaction to Nephilim. The problem with New Agers and others right now in 2012ers is there's going to be this masqueraded presentation that Nephilim, star children, indigo children, enhanced humans, the evolved Homo Nautica or Homo Lumos or Homo Deity, that the spiritual will emerge, and humankind will become more luminous, more godlike. And I was watching a video prior to the show tonight where 6, 7, 8, 9, 2012 or New Ager in shaman-oriented individuals that are promoting the Mayan prophecies. They're promoting Luciferic deposited agenda. Just the same types of things were done about 90 years ago. The occult historian James Webb said that the first massive proliferation of occult literature that opened up a nation to massive spiritualism, spiritual practices and events, experiences, was in pre-Nazi Germany. He said the second greatest or largest proliferation of occult-oriented literature occurred in the 60s in the United States of America, having the same kind of effect. From the website freemasonrywatch.org, I'm quoting right now, quote, "In her esoteric work, especially The Secret Doctrine, originally published in 1888, Blavatsky emphasized the concept of races as paramount in the development of human history. According to Blavatsky, there were seven root races of mankind, with each root race containing seven sub-races. The present root race is the fifth, the Aryan, and was preceded by the fourth, or Atlantean, race. The Aryans evolved from the fifth sub-race of the Atlanteans. According to Blavatsky, the Aryan race was born and developed in the far north, though after the sinking of the continent of Atlantis, its tribes immigrated further south into Asia. The Aryans, following a migratory pattern that went south and west from Asia, ultimately created the great Hindu, Persian, Greco-Roman, and later European cultures. You see what they're saying right here? The Aryans, kind of a god-men status, most likely, again, and I do believe that there was Atlantis. I do believe that it was Nephilim run, that they were small g, in the dark sense, mutated humans, godmen hybrids. And the Aryans were. And in their, as she's saying here, migratory pattern, what flowed from that? She calls it, or they call it, the great Hindu, Persian, Greco-Roman, and later European cultures. It's where the spirituality flows from. From ancient Nephilim. Going on in the quote, quote, Hitler, like his party ideologist Alfred Rosenberg, also claimed Aryan origins for all of these cultures. Each root race is seen by Blavatsky as being constituted differently in a physical and spiritual sense. In the earliest times, man was purely spirit. Again, I'm saying according to them. Then at some point in time, I'm going on with the quote, some point in time, the spirit entered and animated physical matter. Again, this is not correct, but this is how they see it. And please understand that their occult ideology, their demonic doctrine, their spirit-given idea, revelation that they taught, this material, influenced political ideology, military vision, and it helped spawn a world war. Spirit-driven, dark spirit, luciferic spirit, counterfeit spirit. And as Bob Rozio, in a great book called Hitler in the New Age, says that where spiritual deception comes in, ultimately destruction follows. As a matter of fact, he traced that and in all the cases, and I agree. And so I've repeated that phrase a couple of thousands of times now. Spiritual deception always leads to destruction. From the fall of the human race, spiritual seduction, the promise of elitist knowledge, secret knowledge, knowledge that we didn't have, a promise of an evolutionary development to godhood. Did it happen? No. Death came in, a devolution of humanity, and our spirits went dead to God, and another spirit, ancient, fallen, and desires godhood itself, has been among us all these years. I'm going on with a quote now concerning the development of the spiritual nature of the Nazis. The Aryans, following that, again, help produce Hindu, Persian, Greco-Roman, and later European cultures. I quote again, then at some point in time, the spirit entered and animated physical matter. Man thus evolved. Please understand that in all luciferic streams of occultism, the evolutionary idea is there. I even believe you can track the evolutionary idea from Darwin to a luciferic, well, inception. Inception. Ideas coming into the mind of unaided. Doesn't matter if they're scientists, rocket scientists, philosopher, Schopenhauer, Wagner. Doesn't make any difference if it's Nietzsche. It goes on to say that in Blavatsky's cosmology, from the etherical to the material, the original spirituality of man can be seen, according to Blavatsky, in the fact that mankind once was endowed, listen now, once was endowed with psychic powers, which he attributed to the so-called cyclopean eye. Oh, listen now carefully. Please be tedious with me. Please take the time. I'm going on, quote, with the cyclopean eye, man had spiritual sight, the ability to perceive. Now listen, remote viewers and psychics, to Dr. Swartz out at the University of Phoenix and their study of engagement with spiritual entities, ufologists, many others, old occultists, Crowleyans. You understand the cyclopean eye. You understand the concept of spiritual sight. I've done a few one-hour MP3s on this subject under the discernment, ESP versus HSP. Man has the capacity to be opened up, meant to be opened up by the Spirit of God, to see by the power and presence and enlightenment. Believers can read Ephesians chapter 1. When Paul prays that the eyes of your heart, the spiritual capacity to see, perceive, and take in, would be brightened, enlightened by the Spirit of God, of course. Now, the opposite and the counterfeit to that would be the cyclopean eye. Obviously, Madame Blavatsky had that. She had dark spirits, powerful spirits, deeply engaged, deeply spiritually enhanced, and in her teachings and materials that influenced nations and still influences millions today. You see, Blavatsky's teaching and Alice Bailey's teaching literally are the foundation bedrocks of the hundreds of millions of New Agers that are in the world today. Maybe you're one of them. So I'm going to go on to quote this. Listen, Blavatsky felt that they could see into the future and read minds. Here's where the concept of non-human enhancement in the area of remote viewing, in the area of super soldiers, in the area of Hitler's desire to build a master race. Where did he get that idea? A master race of super powerful, enhanced human beings, godlike men that can see. Oh, listen, we got much more here to say real quick. Blavatsky felt that as man evolved materially and intellectually, this, quote, third eye, well, faded to what is now the pineal gland, and man mostly lost his psychic powers. But, stated Blavatsky, mankind is destined, she's saying this by spiritual inspiration, mankind is destined, she's talking about the Luciferic agenda, the evolutionary development of a satanic sequence. But Blavatsky, mankind is destined to regain these abilities. Now listen, quote, that Hitler was well versed in these radical particularities is demonstrated, well, in the conversations that he had with Roschening's, listen to again what one of his own quote him and talk about Hitler. Hitler was a supernaturally induced individual. Hitler is a small type of a coming Antichrist. I'm quoting what this friend says. The pursuit of the random path of the intelligence, we learned, was the real defection of man from his divine mission. Listen now, quote, to have magic insight was apparently Hitler's idea of the goal of human progress. He himself felt that he already had the rudiments of this gift. He attributed it to his success and his future imminence. In other words, by these powers that he was having, his future success, well, Nazi Germany, the goal of a 1,000-year Reich, taking over the world, a savant of Munich, referring to Hitler, quote, had also written, contemporary, had also written some curious stuff about the prehistoric world, about forms of perception and supernatural powers where there was the eye of Cyclops, the Midian eye, the organ of magic perception of the infinite. I quote that again. The magic perception of the infinite, now reduced to a rudimentary pineal gland. Where do all the 2012ers want to go when it comes to the spirit molecule, to the idea of opening up the mind to the spiritual entities around the Mayan temples? Take the ayahuasca, take the certain drugs, pharmakia, take the drugs because they will magically open you up to, well, perception of the infinite or of the spiritual realm. I'm going on to quote, speculations of this sort of thing fascinated Hitler, and he would sometimes be entirely wrapped up in them. He saw his own remarkable career as a confirmation of hidden powers. He saw himself as chosen for superhuman tasks. Quote again, listen now, listen carefully, as the prophet of the rebirth of man in a new form. Everything among New Agers, everything of the Mayan prophecies, everything in the development of Psi warriors, Mayan prophecies, super soldiering, the goal of non-human enhancements has the exact same concept. Quoting about Hitler, Hitler saw himself as a chosen instrument for superhuman tasks, as the prophet of the rebirth of man in a new form. A new form. Listen, goes on. I want to give you a little bit more. Might this new form of man of Hitler's be related to Blavatsky's root race scheme? She maintained that the 6th and 7th root races would witness a return to the earlier spiritual state of existence. Man would once again have spiritual insight and be at one with the forces of nature. According to Hitler, now that's exactly what the shamans, the New Agers, the 2012ers on the DVD I just listened to tonight. I'll bring that out in September. We will have 4 weeks of just digging in to this ancient stream that is being, the stream is being enhanced. I don't know of anything enhancing the old occult stream, the old Luciferic stream, than the New Age movement on the one hand, but the incredible development of the Mayan prophecies that is literally taking and grasping the minds of scientists and physicists and researchers and all these individuals. And I'm telling you now what I'll tell you all through in detail the month of September, that it is the most blatant, probably purposely preserved, Luciferic enhancement of his cause than we've seen to date. I'm reading concerning back in the 1920s with Hitler, and their view, very similar to what is the view right now. Oh, the counterfeit view, the Luciferic view. According to Hitler, creation is not yet at an end. Man has clearly arrived at a turning point. Have you heard that? This has been spoken 90 years ago. The deception that led to world war and massive destruction and the attempted annihilation of the Jews, a race of people. A new variety, quote, a new variety of man is beginning to separate out. Hitler further believed that mankind would evolve into two distinct types, the sub-race and then the godlike race. I won't have time to go over all of this. I just want you to get this one last part. In reference to Hitler's belief that is exactly the same as 2012ers, Mayan prophecy promoters, and New Agers. Quote, I might call the two varieties the God-man and the mass animal. The new godlike Aryan would rule over the inferior races, the mass animal. To Hitler, it was the divine mission of the Nazi movement to bring this about. I want you to hear this. To Hitler, it was the divine mission. Divine mission. Demonically inspired mission. Of the Nazi movement to bring this about. Listen now carefully. This is for Americans. Those who see in National Socialism nothing more than a political movement know scarcely anything of it. It is more even than a religion. It is the will to create mankind anew. The spirit-guided globalist socialism, as Hitler says, quote, more than a political movement, it is even more than a religion. It is the will to create mankind anew. Absolutely unbelievable. In the enhancement of the ancient blood of the Nephilim, opening up spiritual abilities and powers, the streams underground, Stalin's goal to create ape-human hybrids to have invincible soldiers. Hitler's goal to create hybrid Aryan or backbred Aryan godmen. And the goal of the underground satanic ritual abuse movement for the last 60 years, flowing out of the Aryan concept. The goal out of the ufologists, hybrid star child, indigo child, all the same. It will involve a globalist socialism that is laced from beginning to end with a spiritual counterfeits project to create mankind in its transmuted luciferic image. With that will come the red horse and the pale horse. Eventually a fourth of humankind will be killed, and most likely by Theron, by direct or processed Nephilim blood. I cannot believe that we're out of time. I need another hour tonight. We'll come back on Thursday night and give you more, and Friday night. Glad that you've been with us. Remember us, please, in your prayers. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Remember us in support for the overall work of all that we do. We thank you for it. God bless you. Good night.